You know, over the years, the Horatio Alger Award, I think, has emerged as the most prestigious award that goes out every year. And there have been a lot of luminaries from Texas and people from around here who've been recognized, but not very many. But this coming year, one of our own, Brent Ryan, the founder, the chairman, and CEO of Ryan Company, Ryan LLC, is going in, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
David, it's great to be here. Thanks.
It's a great story because it's this rags-to-riches story, and you're going to be in Washington, D.C., and you rub elbows with lots of fascinating people.
Well, I've gone two times before I was actually inducted or will be inducted, and it's a tremendous experience. You actually get to be in the Supreme Court chambers, and Justice Thomas is presiding over the affair, so it's really super special.
You know, and it's a variety of people that are considered for this. I mean, not just from the corporate world. I saw Jane Seymour, the actress, is going in your class.
Right. She'll be in the group that I'm in. And, you know, it's a really special award for me, particularly because I was first nominated by Boone Pickens before he passed away. And, you know, of course, Boone was a great friend. And then Jody Grant picked up the nomination, and I got some great support from my friends here in Dallas. They were also members like Jim Keyes and Bob Slagle. You know, it was great to win the award, but it was really fantastic to see my friends support me in that way.
Well, and you'll make a lot of friends up there because you'll probably be involved with them for a long time. So talk a little bit about your background. You're incredibly successful. You've got one of the top 20 private firms that's here in North Texas. But you started out in Big Spring?
I did. I grew up in a little West Texas town called Big Spring, Texas, population of about 35,000. My great-grandfather settled there in the late 1800s, and we've been there as a family ever since. You know, and the thing I learned there, to be successful in West Texas, you have to be a bit hard scrabble. Yeah. It's a tough environment. It's a tough place to be. And, you know, I tell people here at Ryan, and I have throughout my career, that, you know, 90% of success is effort. It's how much work you put into it. It's not what your mama did to you. It's not what your daddy did to you. It's not the hard circumstances you came up under. It's not the fact you didn't have any money. None of that stuff. It's, do you want to be successful? If the answer is yes, do you want to put in the effort to do it? And if the answer is yes and you're willing to do it, you can be successful. And I think that's what this award really means to me, that it's an acknowledgement that is correct, that you can do anything in life that you put your mind to if you're willing to work hard enough to make it happen.
So quite a testament to the University of North Texas also. You're an alum, and you're very involved with that.
Well, they're excited about the fact that they're the only one that would take me. You know, coming out of Big Spring High School, you know, it wasn't like today. I had a very few options, and they were kind enough to take me, and I'm returning the favor.
So it occurs to me another thing you learned in West Texas, you learned cycles. Because it was either oil is in an up cycle or it's in a down cycle, and the downs were really ugly. And then the same thing in ranching. Prices for cattle go up and they go down, and you got to somehow make it in between.
It's a tough place to do business. There's no doubt about that. It takes a strength of will and a strength of mind that, you know, a lot of people in this world have. And I think that's why one reason that I am as successful as I've been, because I grew up in that environment. I learned from that. And, you know, when we have downturns here and, you know, we have bad things happen all the time and things don't go my way, I just kind of smile and think, I could be back in Big Spring. This is not so bad after all.
But, yeah, but did you ever think you'd be in Big Spring, from Big Spring, Texas, that you'd be doing business literally all over the globe?
No idea at all. In fact, you know, when I first started, I was just hopeful to be able to get through school and get a position in public accounting. And then after that, when I started this firm in 1991, my main goal, I mean, literally, our vision statement was pay the mortgage. That was what we were worried about. Could not have ever imagined the success that we've had. I've had a fantastic team of people that I've been fortunate enough to lead that's allowed this to happen. But again, it's a testament to the fact that if you do something well and you do it right, people will vote with their feet and they'll come to you. And that's why we've been successful here.
So you're going to have a lot of fun in Washington. This is in April?
It's in April, that's right.
And you were telling me one time you were up there, you took your wife along and she was very glad that she went.
You know, I've won a lot of awards in my career, and my wife believes maybe too many. So she is not excited about award ceremonies. However, the first time we went to the Horatio Alger ceremony, she got to meet Rob Lowe. And now she thinks it's the coolest awards banquet there is in the world, and she's actually looking forward to going with me. So I'm thankful to Mr. Lowe for that.
And now you get to be lifelong friends with Jane Seymour. It's gonna be a great crowd. Again, congratulations. We are proud of you, and proud to have you as a citizen going in.
David, thanks so much. I appreciate it very much.
That's Brent Ryan. He is the latest laureate through the Horatio Alger Association. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.